The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovaradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. All right, guys. How you guys all doing? It's your boy, Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Jasmine.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We finally got another lady on the show. Frank. How do you keep doing it?
I don't know, man. I find random people on the street and say, hey, you want to be on the radio?
That's it. That's all you say. He's like, pretty be much on the radio. Yep. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now on this young lady here, I mean, she's gorgeous. She's great. How did you get her in your car? That's the part of, because when you came over, she got out the car with you.
Chloroform.
Perfect. Perfect. It's a great thing. So.
I thought it was Xanax.
I said it was Xanax. It was chloroform.
Man.
Oh, now so how do you feel about Frank kidnapping you and bringing you here?
Well, first I was shocked, then I saw there was beer, and then I felt at ease.
So whatever happens after, you're okay with it because you're like, I'm at anal ease.
As long as there's beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not condoning some shit. I'm just saying, if you have beer, your sentence to jail or prison life might be lightened up because she might just go, well, there was beer. I really didn't feel I was in jeopardy. So that's always great. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get started. So, Jasmine, what brings you here in town? Because I know you want to tell them where you're from?
I live in California, but I'm originally from Alaska.
Okay, so from Alaska to California. Now, I've noticed on a map, California is really big. Is there anywhere on that map that you kind of live at? Or are you just
anywhere on
like you're just homeless in a car and you just like, oh, I'm in San Bernardino today. Like, where do you live? Like, what town?
Where do I live? I live in, I like to call it beer capital, San Diego.
Oh, okay. They got some good breweries out there. Who we got there? Alesmith. We have Belgian Beaver.
Carl Strauss.
Carl Strauss, yep. Who else is out there?
I love Pizza Port, so I put that on my list.
You have brought us plenty of Pizza Port. Now, and we've met you off of Periscope, just to say. And what's your name on Periscope?
Clarence Air.
And what is it that you promote on your scopes on Periscope?
I promote cheap flight. I travel a lot, so I got tired of people asking me, can you find me this flight? So I just decided to just post daily, every day, certain flights I find that are really cheap. Be it international or domestic in America. Domestic.
That's cool. Nice.
I'm dark right now, so if you go to my site, you
and that's not even her skin tone. She's sexy as hell. She's just milk chocolate. So what brings you here to Vegas besides, of course, us?
This is my vacation right now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Even though I travel a lot, it's seems like I should be on vacation all the time, but this is literally my
no
vacation
work,
right
no
now.
Nothing, no hitting the strip club, no work in the pole, none of that.
No, no.
Okay, good, good, good. And for you, Mr. Frank.
Yes, sir.
How's your week been?
My week has been, it was weird, actually. We had 2 days off, but not together. So we had election day off.
Right.
And then, so we had school on Monday. Tuesday we were off. Wednesday, Thursday we were back in school. I had to take a half day on Thursday and then we were off on Friday.
Oh, wow.
So it was odd.
Very odd.
But good. A good odd.
Anything interesting happened besides this fuckery of dates of on and offness?
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing exciting. Nothing that sticks out that says that was good. Besides hanging out here.
Besides hanging out here.
And your family.
And my family.
Yeah. Nothing else?
No.
All right. Fair enough. For me, I'm looking forward for tomorrow. We're going to run to Kingman. Yeah. We got to go pick up some equipment.
Where in Kingman are we going?
We're going to Black Ridge Brewery on Bill Street, right next to the historical Route 66 over there in Arizona. So if anybody wants to meet up with us, it'd be nice for someone to come out there and meet with us. So we're definitely going to go out there, hang out with Tim, hopefully Carrie and Lee.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee Novak. It's like he's the only person I actually will say his whole name.
Right.
Lee Novak. That's like superhero status.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Other than that, let's see. No, I don't think anything else interesting happened for me this week. Nothing else I can think of, per se.
Well, you're here.
Yeah, I am.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yay. I felt like I was touched by an uncle. All right, so guys, what we're going to do is we're going to get down and talk to you guys about the beers that we are about to embark on. And today's theme is not only random fuckery out of the fridge, but Frank actually picked a good theme. Frank, go ahead and tell him the theme and what beers are we doing.
It's can night. It's all canned beer.
So for those that are listening right now, I don't mean to put Jasmine on blast, but she's got some big cans and Frank Grant some cans. I don't know if there's a conspiracy. I'm just being who I am and I'm just thinking there's a conspiracy. Jasmine, do you feel that there's a conspiracy?
Well, you guys both have some nice cans too as well.
Thank you. I've been not working out lately. So, you know. So, all right. So, what are we doing, Mr. Frank?
All right. So, we will be drinking Major Tom's Pomegranate Wheat from Fort Collins Brewery.
Nice.
We will be drinking a Guinness Nitro IPA. Oh, let's see here. We will, from Golden Road, Wolf Mother Special Release Triple IPA, Sam Adams Nitro IPA, and Dinkelacker, I believe it's called CD. It's an Oktoberfest Marzen.
Nice. All right. So let's, you know, since Jasmine's here. Jasmine, so what we normally do on the show is we say one beer at the end. That's our dessert beer. It's like, okay, we're looking forward to that one. And then we have one we want to get out of the way. So out of all five of these, which one do you want to get out of the way first, and which one do you want to do last?
This one out of the way first.
All right. Nitro IPA. That's hit it, yeah. That's okay. We're trying not to hit it either.
You know, this Wolf Mother will be the last one.
You want to do the Wolf Mother last. Okay, sounds good to me.
Well done. I would have chosen the same thing.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with our first beer, Samuel Adams Nitro IPA. All right, guys, so here we go. So right now we're about to embark on a beer, and we're going to let Frank let you know what that beer is.
From Samuel Adams, it's their Nitro IPA. Wow. It is 7.9% ABV.
It's a pretty big boy right there.
I never would have guessed. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.samueladams.com.
All right. So how do you feel about Samuel Adams, Miss Jasmine?
You know, I had a 4-pack of that before.
What did you think of it?
Commercial Nitro IPA.
So with that said, how do you feel about the whole Nitro thing?
You know, what's weird is I didn't know anything about Nitro until this one.
Really?
Yes.
You ever had a Guinness?
Yes, I've had a Guinness.
That's all they ever push it with.
They just don't know.
Oh, but you didn't know. Yeah. Okay, I understand. So everybody.
Why, when you go into a bar, Guinness is usually at a different tap. Mm-hmm. So it has its own tower.
Yep, nitrous. All right, so what about you, Frank? How do you feel about this whole Nitro thing with everybody doing nitros? And I'm 50-50 with Samuel Adams just in general. So
I'm not a fan, or let's say so far I've not been a fan of Nitro IPAs. To me, it belongs more in a stout. And maybe that's just because most of us cut our teeth on Guinness as our first stouts. So we've already kind of gotten the Nitro from that, even though they don't advertise that they're on Nitro. But generally, stout is considered better when it's on nitrogen.
I think the gas makes it fluffy, just like a milk stout.
Also the carbonation from nitrogen, the bubbles are small. So I think that also lends to the fluffiness. It's not as aggressively carbonated because of that.
God, you're a smart man. All right, guys, we're gonna talk about. I'd suck your dick.
Yeah,
I really would. And I don't even have to be like gay about it. It's like, wow, your knowledge is so good.
Right.
I have no money. Can I pay you with head?
Right.
And you see what I'm saying? Like, it would work.
I understand. I'm flattered, and I would say absolutely no.
Exactly. But at least you knew
right.
that someone was willing to go out of their own comfort zone.
Sharing is caring. It was the thought.
Absolutely.
Thought that counts.
Fair enough. So you hear that, Samuel Adams? Frank will definitely think about you letting him give you head to get us more beer. All right, so let's go ahead and cheers to the schmell. And we'll start off with you, Jasmine.
It smells a little sweet, but it smells a lot of it. Barley.
Okay.
And
is that what you're smelling is barley? Mm-hmm. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Are you good with what you're smelling as far as, or do you want to add a little more, or are you all good?
I mean, it smells a little of like barley and apple, maybe because I'm getting a sweet undertone to it.
Right.
And, those are the two major things that I'm
Then, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Frank, what do you got for us?
I'm getting the sweetness also, but I'm definitely getting a pretty strong hop presence. It seems pretty aggressive, really floral. And it, to me, there is a malt characteristic there, but I think that the hops is lending, to some sweetness as well.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
For me, like I've been smelling things for a long time. I smell plants. So I do smell your hops. I smell grains. I do smell the malt, but I'm smelling the nitrous oxide. I'm smelling gas. Like,
okay.
I'm smelling, I think, whatever widget was in here, I think it might have been overfilled. And I'm smelling that release of the gases in it. So it's kind of making the fragrance of this beer a little off-putting for me
right.
versus like an IPA normally would smell.
Right.
I think it's because of that gas. It's tweaking it just a little bit. So I'm not getting any richer fragrance.
Okay.
I know it's an IPA. But the fact that it's pushing that malt smell out
right.
is taking away from the earthy smell.
Okay.
So, all right, guys, we're going to move on to the taste. So here we go. Cheers to the taste. Almost smelt it. You know that? All right, Frank, you go ahead and go first.
It's pretty bitter. Bitter at the start, bitter at the finish. And there is a fruitiness to it, but it I think it's washed out. And even though the head was pretty good when we poured it, it don't get a whole lot of carbonation. And that can be kind of expected because it's on nitrogen. But I generally like an IPA. To be a little bit more carbonated.
Yeah.
The hang time is unreal because it's seriously, seriously bitter.
Yeah.
And off-putting.
Fair enough. How about you, Ms. Jasmine?
Exactly what he said. Very bitter. Still on my mind.
Great. Wonderful. We're still talking about the beer.
You've said that.
Hey, we're still talking about the beer. Stop it. Whoa.
You know, I am still getting a little bit of a fruity undertone to it. But, I mean, that's after all the bitterness has died down.
Right.
Which it takes a while.
Right.
I'm still getting it.
Yeah.
But I haven't touched it again.
Right. Now, for me, I'm going to take this a different way. It has the texture of Guinness.
Uh-huh.
It has the texture of Guinness. The body of it's like a milk stout. And the part that's impressive is not only the hang time, it tastes like a super creamy IPA.
Okay.
And also I'm getting some tropical notes that are just layer and layer. I'm getting your mango. I'm getting some really sweet grapefruit. And I'm getting a little bit of the some pineapple going on in here. And the part that I find amazing about this, and Samuel Adams is 50-50 for me, I actually kind of like this for an IPA. It's because it's different, and it tastes like a Guinness. If you didn't tell anyone what this was, and it was in a black item, and you couldn't see it, and it wasn't in a can, it was in a glass, and you just couldn't see it, and you were to drink it, and you just tell them, oh, Guinness came out with a new hybrid, and say it's Guinness and an IPA. What do you think? Then they're going to go, wow, it still tastes like a Guinness. I understand that's what we have over there, but right. I'm saying as far as this, without anyone that can't get that other item that you just showed.
Right.
With this item, I'm just letting you know that's how I feel about it without even comparison. It's just like getting everyone in the right mindset on this particular IPA. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Anybody? No, I understand what
you're saying. Okay. So, but it's got some, it's unique.
It is.
Yeah. And I agree with you. It's creamy. It's velvety.
I'd sprinkle this on some wet bitches.
But it's so bitter.
Mm.
It took me a while to finish the 4-pack of these. It was still smooth and everything,
right?
Like that, but it's just way too bitter for my taste.
The bitter comes off like an Imperial IPA. It's real sharp, aggressive, and it's like it's still talking to you. I don't know why we did this one first,
but not like palate wrecking.
No, it's I don't know. That's
it's
a 50
West Coast. It's not West Coast palate wrecking like.
But it's sitting in the back, sweet and bitter at the same fucking time.
Yeah, just eat a pretzel.
It's almost we don't get. No, not on this show.
You got snacks?
No, we ain't got snacks. You know we ain't
never
got
bring out snacks.
Fuck that. Just wash it down with another beer and shit. All right, fine. Let's just move on. All right, Jasmine, 0 to 5. And how do you feel about this beer? And you got to be honest. Don't be all pretty and dainty with it.
0.
First 0 ever. Yeah. Wow, that out of 3 years of doing this, first 0.
Really?
Wow. Usually people don't even give a score, but I've never heard it in number form.
You know, I always rate things weirdly. So
okay.
For my palate, I'm going to give it a 0 because I hate bitter.
Okay.
I mean, unless they're, I can understand it's creamy and everything because I'm more of a stout girl. Like that, so I respect it for that. You know, I could finish my 4-pack for that, but it's not something I'm going to pick up.
Okay.
Every day.
So but, 0, no problem.
For somebody that just loves beer and you don't mind something that's sour or sour and bitter,
balls.
Then I would say I would give this a 3.5.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. A Frank.
I'm lost. Wait. Did you rate it a 0 or a 3.5?
Personally.
Okay.
I mean, 3.4, 3.5 average. With a little twang to it, like balls for the rest of the planet. Like
balls. Okay.
Like balls like the rest of the planet.
Now I get it. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I got thrown for a minute.
No problem.
I'm going to go 2.5. I think it's less than average. I can appreciate the attempt infusing it with nitro. It's creamy. It's velvety. But I think that bitterness, which, God damn it, it's still lasting. It's still going. Is just, it's too much.
The Viagra beers is 4 hours later. It's still there.
If there was a fruitiness to go with that bitterness, I think it would play better.
Do you think putting some fruit in it? Because no, you know me, I'm normally against adding stuff to a beer like what you would do to a Corona.
Right.
Could this be improved with like a nice sweet piece of peach, pineapple, like something watermelon? Would that cut it back a little bit? Maybe adding like a piece of fruit to sit in it?
I would say that it sure as shit can't hurt. Because I generally enjoy Sam Adams. I don't enjoy this.
Put it back in the basement. Put this back in the basement. Call it a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to blow you guys away.
Of course.
I'm going to give this an 8. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to give this a low mark. I'm going to go with a 2. It's cool. It's different. And the reason why I'm rating it so low is it's not going to be popular. It's basically jumping on a bandwagon. And Samuel Adams, I hate to say this, are not bandwagon jumpers. They've got so many different styles and they do it their own way, like their utopias and certain things that they do. They don't really try to be like everyone else. Yes, everyone can make an IPA. Yes, everyone can make a stout. But they do it their way, like every other brewery, respectfully. Mm. But when you're doing something that you normally never do and you jump on the bandwagon as soon as someone else starts doing it, we've got a problem. That gives you low marks. It means you ran out of ideas. And it's a cool adventure to try this, and I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we've got it recorded. But it's just a meh beer.
I think it would be interesting to see what it would be like on tap. On a nitro tap, just straight Sam Adams IPA on a nitro tap. I wonder if there'd be a difference.
I feel like there would be a major difference because they do add, not this one.
There's a widget in it.
Oh, there is?
There's a widget. All nitro beers must have a widget in it in order to produce the cascade and the heads. And that little widget that's in there, you know it's filled with nitrous, right? Mm-hmm. So as soon as oxygen kicks in, there's a little valve and it spins. So
we're going to do another nitro IPA, so
Letting
Jasmine feel the can. You can kind of shake it and feel it.
That's what I'm used to.
You can shake it and then what happens? It
spits.
It's going to spit out.
Something.
God, I love this girl. All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're all back and we're ready to go. All right, Frank, what is the next beer on this crazy can roller coaster that we will not be sitting on later?
Well, we might as well stick with the Nitro IPA and go with Guinness's version of the Nitro IPA, obviously from our friends in Guinness out of Dublin, Ireland. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.guinness.com. See if I can find an ABV on here. 5.8.
All right, so we went from high ground to the low ground.
Yeah.
And how you feel about that?
I don't really care either way.
I'm gonna.
Hopefully, this is gonna be better than the last one.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. All mainstream companies stay in their fucking lane. Like, a while back, Sapporo came out with this Stone Soldier or something like that. Right. And Sapporo's known for a particular lager, and they make, like, the premium, the black, and the regular.
Right.
They tried this new craft look, and everything was the fucking most god-awful-looking thing ever. Let me see your glass, my dear. All right. So, again, boom. So, okay, so let's talk about the look on this. Jasmine, how does this beer look to you as far as... As far as what's going on here?
It's taking a while to dissipate.
Wonderful.
Very creamy, foamy, a little milk chocolatey. Okay.
Almost settling like a Guinness.
Yes. Interesting.
Happy. Yeah. Interesting. I think Guinness already has pretty extensive knowledge about beer on nitrogen. So one would think that they've kind of mastered the art since they've been sending cans out with nitrogen forever. So hopefully this is going to be even better than the last Nitro IPA. What do you think?
I'm going in with anger.
Anger.
I don't think Guinness should change who they are. I don't think they should have stepped outside the box. They're known for one product. And there's a few other like sub-brewers that they do, and that's fine.
Right.
I really didn't think that they should have just stepped out of their comfort zone. And I'm always all about people doing extra, and I'm always, you know, think outside the box. I don't feel comfortable about this.
I think it's cool when you go to the brewery and they have special stuff on tap that you can't get anywhere else. I think that's awesome. And I've been to the Guinness Brewery, and I mean, it was a long, long time ago, but they didn't have anything else. They weren't offering anything else other than Guinness. They weren't even offering Harp.
Right.
It was just Guinness. Or let's say Guinness Stout, since we're having something different.
Right.
But I think that maybe that's what they're trying to do now. I mean, obviously, they're trying to break into new markets with a Nitro IPA, and they did a blonde. And
so just like the Samuel Adams one we just did.
Yeah.
Following a trend, right? They were following the Nitro trend. There was a big Nitro trend everyone jumped on.
Well, you know what? For Guinness, I think it's an IPA trend. It's not a Nitro.
That's what I was getting to. It was, okay. Again, this is another trend jumper. Let's go IPAs, because IPAs were pretty big last year, and they're pretty much dissipating for 2016. They're dissipating because now everyone's on, you know, BAs or barrel-aged beers and sour. Everyone's moving to that route right now, or barrel aged anything. So barrel aged and high ABV is like the new market that we've seen a lot of new beers that keep coming out, big bodied beers, barrel aged. And this is, I've held onto this can for quite some time. So it was a part of the IPA bandwagon jump. So we've got two nationally known or mainstream companies both bandwagoning off of each other, because the Nitro IPA off this Guinness was well before the Nitro IPA off of Samuel Adams.
Right.
So I think Guinness was being smart by doing the first Nitro IPA as far as marketing wise mainstream, and then Samuel Adams followed behind them with a Nitro IPA, part of the Nitro train.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's go ahead and get down to the smell, guys. So cheers. Cheers to all that good stuff. Cheers.
Or the smell.
No, it's just smell, taste. Put it near one of the orifices.
Cheers to the ear.
I'll go first on this.
Please do.
I'm not really getting anything. It just smells like I'll put texture on this, a creamy session IPA. Okay. Very light in body. Very little botanical, very little pungent smell. I'm not even getting no funk from the yeast. It's not even pushing through an aggressive malt smell. It just smells like a watered-down IPA on ice.
Okay.
So,
what do you think, Jasmine?
I'm getting the frothiness when I'm sniffing it, but...
You know what you get when you shake it, right?
A little undertones of like...
Get all up in there.
Some fruit.
Okay.
It's really hard to actually smell what's there, but it smells like it's a... It smells like when I drink it, it's going to be a very clean taste.
Ah, Frank, what about you, bud?
I'm getting a lot of similar notes to the Sam Adams Nitro IPA. A little malty, but very hoppy. Hop aggressive. So I'm anticipating that it's going to be hop forward.
Okay.
Just hopefully not as bitter. I'm not sure I can deal with
it. Smells heavy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't pull any fragrance out of here. It just smells heavy. So,
like Guinness.
I think, I think anybody that starts off with a heavy beer in the beginning really makes a pretty good light beer.
Right.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, cheers to the taste on this, motherfucker. All right. What did I tell you? I am thoroughly depressed with this. I am seriously, I'll be honest with you right now. This is probably one of the worst IPAs I've ever had. I would drink IPAs for the rest of my life, but if they tasted like this, this is a bad experiment gone wrong. I think the nitrous oxide washed it out completely. It's not even bitter. It's sweet, but like off candy. Like the candy's been sitting in the candy dish too long and everything started to separate.
Right.
It is creamy, but I think the Samuel Adams had more of a Guinness feel to it as far as the body, as far as their stout is. This is slightly sweet. It's watered down. This is a bad experience. I'd hate to read the reviews on this. Like, a lot of people put up reviews on, oh, this, I can't wait, and then you do it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
I swear to God, anybody in this room had a baby, I'd punch the shit out of it.
Right.
That's how bad it is. No, don't you roll your eyes, Jasmine. This beer is bad. This is a big, Guinness is a big name. You expect big things from.
That's right.
And what is this made for? Like toddlers at a bursitis clinic? Like, what is this for?
But it could be your entry level into,
I walk in and turn around. I'd
like
turn around.
You would, but like how many people might drink, you know, that as their first one?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'd rather go to an abortion clinic and drink a 6-pack of Budweiser watching it live happen. What a coat hanger. Then drink this again.
You know, I could drink this again, and mainly
you like the devil.
No,
you're a devil lover.
No. Mainly, and it's because my first introduction to beer was Coors Light.
Okay, all right. So let me understand this. So, what was your first go to when you did your first anal? Like, everything has to be uncomfortable at first, right?
No, that was way too uncomfortable. I couldn't.
So would you rather do that again and drink this or drink this?
What? I would rather drink this.
Oh, that's bullshit. I'd move you out the way and I'll take the anal. No.
I would rather.
It's horrible. This is a fucking gross ass beer.
Look. I love beer, and I would definitely say there is 100%.
I would do a Corona
better.
Again.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. I would have a Corona right now.
I would literally. I would literally drink another Corona room temperature.
We have
touch
this on Periscope. Like,
this is seriously, unfortunately, just the way it's put together is it's unsavory. It's garbage. It's watered down. It doesn't even taste like any of the other mainstream lagers that you want to put out there, Coors Light, unless this is horrible. I'll drink a PBR.
It's a basic beer.
Bitch beer. This is like a soundproof glass windows, doors are locked up, keep it in the basement type of beer.
To me, it's just the water.
All right, Frank, what do you got? Because I noticed your shit's gone.
Yeah, I finished it. It wasn't unpleasant. I agree that it's washed out. The aggressiveness that I thought was going to be there, that I got on the aroma, was not there in the taste. Still botanical, planty, but not bitter, not aggressive. It was creamy. It did seem chewy, and that just could be because I have Guinness in my mind right now. I think they took a swing at another market and
bada miss.
Yeah. And they missed.
Famous.
Yeah, I think they definitely missed. But you also got to remember that we are West Coast U.S. folks, and we're used to IPAs that are going to crush your brain and wreck your palate.
Right.
Super hop aggressive, super fruity. You know, it's usually one way or another like that. And also on the West Coast, our IPAs are clear.
Right.
Whereas an East Coast IPA is going to be a little bit more balanced, and it's going to have more cloudy residuals to it.
Right.
So it's going to be a little more malty.
Okay.
It's going to be a little more creamier. So this is just another step.
All right. So I'm going to take all what you said and still tell you this was a bad beer.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, you're right. Yeah. West Coast more aggressive. East Coast light and body.
Right.
And what's going on? But with this is so retardedly washed out. It's too light.
Okay.
You know,
the flavor is literally too light. Yes, it's botanical, but you're just sucking on the leaf.
Right.
Or you took like 3 leaves of the hot plant or whatever and put it in a gallon of water and steeped it. That's how washed out this is.
Okay.
There is no balance of flavor. There's oh my God, it's like tilapia with no seasoning.
So, quick question. So, do you feel like they might have been inspired by this IPA by a German beer?
Hitler himself because he wanted to piss me the fuck off. So what he wanted to fucking do. No, it's okay. Okay, with all jokes aside, guys, I am very. I don't like this beer. And here's and really? what we're gonna give our grades, and then I'll give a very more astute definition of why I don't like it. All right, so I kind of went over the top. No, I didn't. So Jasmine, how do you feel about this beer?
How do I feel about this beer? Well, first of all, I do want to say fact about this beer. If you start drinking it, it will make you burp until you get used to it.
Okay.
But I'll give it a 1.7.
Wow.
1.7.
Okay, so just to let you know, 0 is the worst, 3 is the middle, and 5 is the shit.
I know.
Okay,
no,
just want to make sure.
I totally understand, you know?
But it's
a 1. As much as what I've commentated on this beer and stuff like that, but it's my basic beer. Like, I'm okay with drinking this basic beer.
Fair enough.
So, all right.
Frank.
I'm going to go 5. No, I'm not.
Today would have been the last day Frank would have retired.
Fire.
I wanted to see some jaws drop.
I just would have pulled the panties to the side for you.
I'm going
to
go 3.
Okay.
I would say it's average. Again, Guinness took a swing and it was definitely a miss. I can appreciate them trying to branch out into new areas. But folks at Guinness, stick this out, please. Or hard. One of the two.
All right, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my reasoning and then I'll give you my score. So please. 1, as many hops as they probably produced in this, they didn't show any sort of flavor. Just tastes like literally take a tea bag and brew it in a gallon of water and don't add nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the texture goes, phenomenal. It's what you expect with nitrous, and you expect it from Guinness. Creamy, full body. The bubbles are doing their thing. It's not losing any luster. But as far as an IPA goes, it's too washed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know why they did it. It goes along with what you said. Most IPAs that people are getting their hands on are slightly aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's too bitter. They were just doing something less savory. Now, even though we've had less savory, bitter beers, they still were an IPA. Even the sweet ones, they still had some sort of earthy goodness.
Right.
This is just really bad. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving it a motherfucking 0.5.
Okay.
Give it a 0.5 because, hey, at least we did it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Before we start, I was pointed out I made a nice error. And in reality, whatever. But for you guys, I need to fix it. I need to man up and take a... take the anal and open it up and apologize.
Right.
So, Frank, what was my mistake in the first two beers?
I think you were referring to it as nitrous or nitrous oxide, like
right.
You get when you go to the dentist, or if you're in the dairy section at your grocery store and you do whippets out of a whipped cream can.
Good time.
But they're actually infused with nitrogen, so it's a very different gas.
Apologies.
No worries.
I don't let it happen again.
Yes, sir.
If I fuck up, just tell me.
Just let it go.
Yeah, no, just tell me. Like, this right on the air, like, dude, really? I'm like, what? And don't worry about it. I won't get sand in my vagina. Like, it just doesn't work like that. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, folks. If you guys wanted to correct us, you are more than welcome to do that on obsbeers.com or write a complaint to chilloverradio.net. Title, These Guys Suck Ass. I mean, literally, write that as a title. These guys suck ass. But we want not S-U-C-K. We want S-U-X. Yeah, we want that X in there.
Right.
Because we want them to know. Or put two more behind it. This is suck.
Right.
Just want to get that out there. All right. So, all right, Frank, what are we doing next, brother? It doesn't have nitrous or noxygen?
No, this is straightforward. This is Dinkelacker. I believe it's called CD. It's an Oktoberfest beer, Marzen.
Big dig.
It's 5.7% ABV.
Okay.
It's brewed and canned by Dinkelacker Schwerenbauer. Schwerenbrau.
Dinkel.
In Stuttgart, Germany.
I love Stuttgart, Germany. Sounds like a sexual position. Hey, Jasmine, girl. You know, it's my birthday. Can we Stuttgart?
Yeah, no.
I like how you're saying your name. We're like, yeah.
No, you sound like me yesterday when I found out my friend was staying at the Hotel the D, and I just kept making jokes all night.
Does anybody know what the CD stands for on here? Chocolate dick.
Cross dressing.
Chocolate. Oh, that's why it's black. But no, there's white on it, so it has to be a little.
Swirl.
It's just a little cream in your coffee, buddy. You know?
Nothing wrong with swirl.
Nothing wrong with that or squirrel. All right, there's some of that. So what do you guys want to talk about before we get into the smell about this? I don't know, squirrel. All
right.
What do you guys want to talk about real quick as far as this from the can to the look before we put our noses all up in it? Anything you guys want to... I'd say that lady on there looks like the Polly Saint girl. St. Polly's?
Or Polly Saint.
Which one was it?
St. Pauli.
What'd I say?
Pauli Saint.
Not nitrous oxide, right?
No.
I said nitrogen.
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, this barman's got some big, big titties.
But the St. Pauli girl is more...
She has two in her hand.
And blonde. Very blonde.
Yes.
This is a little bit of a redhead.
Mm-hmm. That means she's a ginger.
She's a ginger.
She's still sold. Dinkle Inkler. Jinkler angler means we still sold.
Right.
Yeah, that, you didn't know that? For every freckle is a soul stolen in the afterlife.
That's nice. I don't think bad about genders. I like genders.
No, we're not saying it's bad. I would love to have that power. How cool would that be? Like, oh, hi, how are you? And then I get a new freckle.
Right.
And I got your soul.
Right.
I think it's great. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and put our nose in this particular beer. So here we go.
Yeah, get your nose up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it to the side, get your nose in.
Down on there.
Ooh. Someone needs to wipe. All right, so that you just kind of let us know what not to do with you. All right, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, definitely smells classic. Smells like a Marzen. I'm smelling the Oktoberfest. I'm smelling spices. I'm smelling a really good roasted malt profile. I'm getting your Marzen. It's almost like it's a fall beer, but I'm getting nutmeg, a little bit of clove. I'm actually getting some black licorice in there, a little star anise. But that's just what I'm smelling as far as when you come to Marzen. There's a lot of others to it, but those are the three that are sticking out to me as far as the spice goes. But very malty.
Mm.
So I can smell roasted malts or, for some people, toasted caramel.
Right. All right. Well, I'm wondering whether we're sniffing the same beer because I don't get any of that.
Let me see it.
At all. I get water.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's fix it then. It was a tall can.
So I mean...
We're like, adding to my glass.
There you go.
For me, I'm getting some floral tones, a little bit of spices, just like he said in there.
I took the bottom of the can, so I probably got the settlement. So did it change a little bit on you?
It's less watery now. Maybe a little spicy, but for me, water is the predominant smell.
Okay. Didn't mean to cut you off there, Jasmine. We were trying to like figure out what the issue was with everything, and would you like to finish what you were saying about what you smell?
Like I said, it just smells a little florally with floral. A little bit of spices in there as well, but I can understand where you could say it smells watery, but that's about it.
All right, so we can all agree that the smell in general is watery.
Yeah.
It's very light, and it's got a little bit of sun going on.
Okay.
So it's not sad. It's just a light body beer.
Not yet,
until we get our mouths in it, right? Oh, we want to let everybody know that this particular beer was provided by one of our Periscope family members, Vegas Fool, here in Las Vegas. We want to say thank you for this. He said this is his favorite when he was over in Germany,
okay.
And he was, you know, his military, and he said, kill these, like, this is his thing.
Okay.
So when he said he found it here in Vegas, he lost his shit, like, finding a bag of dicks at a fucking sex party, like, so it was really cool.
Right.
So, all right, guys, so let's go ahead and cheers to the taste.
Yeah.
To a bag of dicks. No, I'm sorry. We'll reach, girl. What am I just saying? There it is. All right, so what do we got on that taste? We'll start off with Miss Jasmine, who got a little brown on there. Oh, that's a great, great reason. Oh, that's fucking phenomenal. You don't say.
It tastes creamy. It tastes creamy.
Okay.
I'll say that. Just a little creamy, but
What's wrong? We'll say what's wrong with it. Is there something not right? Is it?
No, for me, all I'm getting is creamy and fizzy.
Okay.
Right now, because I still have a little bit of that sourness on the back, but I know it's not coming from this beer.
Right.
At all. But, it's not as watered down as I thought it would be. But.
All right, fair enough. Frank, what do you got?
I'll agree. It's not as watered down as I thought it was going to be. I'm getting some spice to it. I think it's caramelly. It's biscuity. You know what?
We sound so sad with this beer.
You know what? Part of it. I think part of it is that we started out on some real low notes. That we're really looking for a savior at the moment.
We might not find one.
I don't think we've hit it yet.
That's all right.
Far and away, this is the best beer we've had.
Anybody want to email us hugs? If anyone wants to email us hugs, you can email us at key@obsbeers.com.
Or frank@obsbeers.com.
We'll take those hugs, please.
much, much better. It has some flavor profile to it. It is a little washed out.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But there's flavor.
Yeah.
This is, you know what I think this is? Like, so everything that you guys said, yes, it's a little fizzy. a little bit of creamy, and everything that you said, the biscuit, the caramel notes, it's a sweet beer. This is your everyday six pack over there.
Right.
And this would be your Budweiser equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah. So, except this is sweet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it versus the last beer we did. That one was depressing, but this one, this has to go with a mainstream beer over there, your daily six pack.
Okay.
This literally has to be a daily six pack, light body beer. It's a little bit of sweet. It's got something going on. It's going to jack you up a little bit. I call this a foreign Budweiser. We'll start saying that now so people understand that it's just a daily drinker. I mean, even though it's seasonal, it's a daily drink.
Right.
Nothing too spectacular. Nor will you get depressed. If we broke this out of the party, we're all going to drink it. You know what I mean? We're going to have it nice, yep, cold and call it a fucking day. So what we're going to do is we're going to call it a day with this one, and we're going to rate this and move on to the next.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Who would like to go first?
Who would like to go first?
The grade.
Oh.
That would be you.
Mm-hmm. Germany is one of the places I love to be here.
Mm-hmm. They also make Scheiser tables.
I will definitely say for my bougie-ness, I will say that I'm...
Are you really going to be a snob on this? Are you going to be a snob on this? Come on. Spit it out.
What is a German beer? I'm sorry.
Well, then let's go. Let's go then. Spit it out then.
You know, I'm going to give it a 1.5.
You're going to give it a 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5.
All right, fair. And why?
Why? I could drink this warm, but I know the wateriness that we smelled, like, that's exactly what it tastes like.
Fair
but
enough.
It's warm.
All right. Right?
Oh, let's see. Makes me sorry that I rated the last one a 3. Because I'm going to go 2.7.
Okay.
It's almost average. It had some decent flavor profile to it, but it got washed out. I can totally understand it now that you've kind of explained that this is like the Budweiser of German beers, and this is kind of go-to six-pack in the whatever they happen to call the corner store or the bodega.
Right.
So
in Germany, they're called Scheiser tables.
Scheiser
tables. Yeah, okay. Scheiser table.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm honestly just going to rate it a 3. Okay. Nothing bad about it. Nothing great about it. It's just an everyday drinker. It has just the nice, easy, hardworking man's or hardworking person. We have a lady on the show. I don't want to be a sexist pig. Fuck that. It's a hardworking man's beer, and it's the beer a woman should hand over when he gets home. And it doesn't really matter. Just hand that shit over. Go away. You know, get dinner ready. Fuck it.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with the next beer. Why are these beers sucking?
They were the last ones in the fridge.
Playing Frank.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Jasmine, I got a question to ask you.
What's your question?
When you're in the bed and you're about to get busy, 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 have you ever thought about beer?
You know what? No, I haven't.
Okay, but we are both in agreement that you've had beer that was damn near orgasmically good.
It got me to the bed, didn't it?
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. So what I want to propose to you is the next time you're about to go in bed and you need some stimulation, have you ever heard of a website called obsbeers.com?
Yes, I have.
And you know they got a lot of good shit on there, right?
Yes, they do.
Do you think that because there's hundreds of thousands of videos on there and on every social media, do you think that it will help you stimulate to get the night job finished?
It will stimulate my mind to know which beer will get me to that point to be in that bed.
That's what I'm talking about. So what's the name of that website?
OBSBeers.com.
Fair enough, girl. Let's get into bed. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and Netflix and chill.
Welcome back.
All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, we want to say thank you guys for still hanging in here with us. We're still trying to hang in here with you guys because so far these random beers have just fell short just based upon the what it is. It is what it is, right? Shit yeah. happens. Shit yeah. just happens. And I kind of wish there was a mixture of wow beers and shitty beers. But so far, we've been shitty beers, and then we finally got a decent beer. That worked out great. So with that said, guys, we're only one more beer away after this one to get you guys out of here. So the next beer is Mr. The Frank.
From Fort Collins Brewery, this is called Major Tom's. It's a pomegranate wheat. It is 5.1% ABV. If you'd like some more information on these guys, www.fortcollinsbrewery.com.
Absolutely. Want to give a huge shout out to our boy Brian, who actually works for this company right now. So what do you guys think of the label here? What do you guys think of that?
Cute.
Kind of interesting, old school pilot.
With a 5 o'clock shadow.
Right. I like their new look. They're actually, a lot of their, they're going cans now.
Yeah.
And a lot of their artwork now looks just pretty much the same now. Like this sort of drawing look here.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. All right. So how do you guys like the way it looks?
It's not, it looks like it's unfiltered.
Perfect.
A good wheat beer should be like that. Carbonation is decent. It's got a nice golden kind of lemon jello-ish to it.
Nice. All right, let's dive right into the smell. We need a good beer and shit around here. That's all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. The aroma is on point, guys. I don't mean to get all up in your ear and scare you if you had your headphones on. That's nice to be you. Yeah, it's okay. So before we talk about the highlight, it smells like a wheat beer.
Yeah.
Unfiltered, thick, cloudy, whatever texture we can put in here with us. It smells citrusy. It's everything a wheat beer should possess. Mm. Then the pomegranate kicks right in. Whether they're using something else to project the pomegranate smell, maybe like cherries, because cherries and you use a little pear or something, makes it smell like pomegranates. You know, there's always that those adjuncts they can add in and things like that. But it smells like pomegranates nonetheless, but more earthy due to the wheat of it, I think. So what do you think, Ms. Frank?
I think you're spot on. It's got the wheat beer smell. It's citrusy, not hop aggressive, a little more malt forward. Should be interesting.
Jasmine.
I'm ready.
Pretty much I'm kind of down with you. Smells a little fruity to me, very almost close to a cider for me, but not really.
That'll work. I'll take it. All right. Also let you guys know, these are family owned and operated since 2003. That's all I can. All right. So here we go. Cheers to the taste. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. All that cheers and all that shit. Okay. Yes, sir. Right.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm happy. So far, dessert's looking good.
Yeah.
This, it's sweet, high citrus. You've got your citrus notes or pineapple. You've got orange, a pink grapefruit a little bit. It's a little hoppy, too. It's got some hops going on. Very botanical. It's got a lot of foliage going on here. And then again, the texture matches the fragrance. It tastes thick. Even though it looks translucent and you can see through it, it 100% tastes unfiltered. It's got a lot of grit to it. It's got a lot of, it's a full body beer. And then, of course, the pomegranate's kicking in, or whatever you want to say that fruit is a strong, sharp aggressiveness of something red, a red fruit. Mm. Again, like I said, maybe they may use adjuncts or flavoring, but it does taste like pomegranates if you've ever had it. If you have not had pomegranates, think of like cherries, peach, and I don't know, maybe something else blended all together. You'll kind of nail it right there. So, or have you ever had grenadine? There you go, because grenadine is made with pomegranates.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't really use cherries for grenadine. It's pomegranate juice to make grenadine. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
So.
What do you think, Jasmine?
You know, when I smelled it first, I would say it smelled fizzy.
Uh-huh.
Definitely getting that in the taste. Yeah. I'm definitely getting that in the taste that the way that first smell that I got. But I'm getting the undertones of fruit in it. It weirdly tastes like it has either a bay leaf or a sage in it.
A little spice, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you why after.
Okay.
Because I looked at the can, which I usually don't, but I was interested to see, so I'll tell you why you're getting that after.
All right, fair enough. I'm probably looking at the same damn thing right now. Yeah. I think I really am. All right, fair enough.
So for me, I'm getting, it wheat beer all day. It's got that classic wheat taste to it. It is fizzy or highly carbonated, like I think that a wheat beer or a Hefeweizen should be. I guess I'm getting pomegranate, but I'm getting more strawberry, at least for my palate. I'm getting strawberries out of it.
Yeah, you're definitely getting something red.
But there is that tartness at the end.
Fair enough. All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and Frank, would it have anything to do with the peppercorns?
Yeah, I think that's where Jasmine was getting the spice. There's pink peppercorns.
That puts the spice in it.
Yeah, I guess spice? Pink peppercorns taste.
Yeah.
And that's a great way. See, using something so light and spice, it just makes it like different. Like when I make my hot chocolate, I put cayenne pepper in it. Just a smidge.
Right.
And it like, oh my god, what are you doing? Like just put a little spice in it. Also, that's a great way. This is really good. I might as well just close the show off. I mean, the rest, fuck this bullshit. We gotta get to the last beer. All right, Frank, 0 to 5, brother.
I'm gonna go 3.8. I think this has been the best beer of the night. I liked it. I thought it was pretty balanced. Not too tart, not too sweet, not too bitter. I think it's a great example of a wheat beer that has some fruit flavor to it. I would drink this again.
Whereas absolutely.
The other ones, I probably would not.
Not even. Well, we'll discuss that in a little bit.
Yeah.
How about you, Ms. Jasmine? What do you got for us?
I'd give it a 3.5.
Whoa, calm down. Why?
Wow.
Why? Because it's flavorful. Like, it's flavorful.
Inflammable.
It's robust.
You don't say?
And I like how fizzy it is, actually. Because, I mean, it's pretty much how your explanation was saying, like, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah. And I really do enjoy it more going down than...
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go pretty high with this. I'm actually going to hit it with a nice 3.8. The reason why I'm going to hit it with a nice 3.8 is because it's complex, but not over the top. Mm-hmm. It's not too sweet, but it ain't stanking. You know what I mean? It ain't a sour. It ain't teeth hurting. It's not, it's basically a wheat beer complemented by the pomegranate.
Yeah.
And I like that. If you're going to, you know, sometimes if you make a beer, it's nice to have something complement the flavor versus, you know, there are some beers we go for and they're like, oh my God, fuck the beer. Like the flavor is like over the top. So, I want to give Port Collins really a huge shout out on this. That's a phenomenal beer. I really enjoyed it. So there it is. All right, guys, we're going to be back in a moment for dessert, and I hope everybody's ready, and then we're going to get you guys out of here. All right, so we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you guys for all hanging out with us. Make sure we'll do the plug at the end. We'll plug it at the end.
And then plug it now.
You want to plug it now?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we want to say if you guys enjoy our show and you don't want this to end, head over to obsbeers.com if you need to contact us. There is a contact form on the website. If you guys want to check out all the beers that we do, different styles, ABVs, beer cocktails, we've got beer glasses. Very soon, me and Frank are going to be putting together homebrew kits, the best websites out there that are good for the money, and you know, all over the place in some reputable spots as well. I mean, our website has grown exponentially since we've been doing chilloverradio.net. And if you have to hit us up personally, you can get us on any other social media. Me and the Frank, we share every social media together, so we both get the notifications of any message. But if you have to talk to us personally or any show ideas or something you want us to try, I'm Key at obsbeers.com.
And I'm Frank at obsbeers.com.
And very soon on our about page, you'll be able to individually hit us up on those. All right, guys. So the next beer that we're going to do is we want to thank Miss Jasmine here for picking this beer for our dessert. And I'm very excited about it because one of my favorite styles of IPAs are triples and are very aggressive beers. I like aggressive beers on high ABV. And now we're talking.
Please don't thank me until we taste it.
I like how you're rubbing your titty. Like, don't thank me now. Like, pay after. All right. So here we go.
All right. From Golden Road Brewing, this is Wolf Mother Specialty Release Triple IPA, made in Los Angeles. This is a 19.2 fluid ounce can.
I thought that was the ABV. Yep.
But the ABV is 11.2.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, bad news about this company. They were just recently bought out by Anheuser-Busch.
True. But if you'd like some more information on these guys, it's www.goldenroad.la.
All right. So how's everybody feeling about this big body?
You know what? The only other Golden Road I had was the gingerbread stout.
Right.
Which was good. So I know people like Golden Road. They do.
I can definitely say something good. I'm glad nobody's given up on them, even though of the big turn. And it's fine, but you know how I feel about that shit. We've discussed it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's go ahead and let's dive right on in. We're going to go straight to the smell on this.
All right.
As sometimes you can only describe a beer that all looks like the rest of them, pretty much down the line the same. So cheers to the smell, all that good stuff, clickety-clacking. Clackety click clink. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen Frank's bits no more than what you see on the imprint. This man's got it. It's like he tapped the table.
I picked the right one.
Yeah, it's full on chubbiness at the table. Thank you for bringing the bits, Frank, and thanks, Jasmine, for picking out the bits. So what do we got on this smell, guys? Oh my God, that's the first time I just smelled this. Oh my God.
Super aggressive. It's very malty. There's a big sweetness to it, but it is hot. It really smells like it's going to be aggressive, palate wrecking, what we're used to in an IPA instead of the two jokes that we had at the beginning of the show.
Well, no, we can't say they were good. No. They sell out.
Yeah, I mean, for me,
that's true. You can.
Let's not think about the past. Let's just bury it inside until Marshall Hargitay shows up.
Sorry.
The hate.
Okay. You know what I mean? Right. Let the hate go.
No.
Just alone on the smell.
Ooze Brava.
I love that electronic triangle band. The smell alone, it just might put this on the shelf.
Ooh.
What do you got on the smell, Jasmine, before I go all up in this? Spread them, girl. Spread them, and what's that smell like to you?
It just smells delicious, but...
Whoa.
But. Like I said, I'm not a sour girl, and because of all the hops in it, I can tell, like, there's gonna be a little bit of tanginess to this beer.
Okay.
But because of the fruit aroma that I'm receiving from it, I'm great with drinking this. You know, I can't even pinpoint what type of fruits I'm smelling in this. But, I mean, there's a couple different, like, I would say, like, three, maybe.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you one of my world-famous analogies, so you guys know it's about to get weird. This smell is so aggressive. And, okay, so we know a few things, right? We've already gathered a few items. We have earthy. We have that aggressive floral hops. Now imagine, if you will, now you can either be on one side of this wall or on the receiving side of this wall. So for most of us, we're going to be on the giving side of the glory hole. You're right there. You put it in through that hole.
Right.
All of a sudden, you feel that one mouth on it. Then all of a sudden, there's eight mouths on it. You're like, oh my God, it's aggressive. Woo! Having a good time. Now, if you were on the other end of that,
right,
you put your face next to the glory hole.
Right.
And out of nowhere, like the Hulk, all these things start flying out through the door.
Right.
Flying through that wall. And hitting you in the face. You're like, oh my God, this is great. Like, depending on what side of the wall you're on.
Right.
So this aggressiveness is it's so pleasing. It's aggressive. It's like a little bit scary.
Like being on...
at a glory hole.
Right.
One side of the wall or the other.
Or the other.
Yeah. I'm letting you know now. I just know to walk in the restroom and turn around and go pee in the corner outside.
Right.
So, no. Just giving a great analogy. Today's show's been brought to you by, no, I don't know what's going on in the restroom, officer. But this is very aggressive, sweet, botanical. You name it for an Imperial IPA or Triple IPA. It's there. Also, I can say creamy to the nose.
Okay.
It's got a nice creamy texture. All right, guys. So here we go. Down to the taste. Here we go. Cheers, cheers, cheers. All that good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Grapefruit.
Yeah.
That's one of the fruits. Oh, yeah.
I hate to make that sound. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm drinking. It's all creamy, citrus, sharp. And then when you swallow it, like Freddy Krueger and Jason took their dicks and raped my throat. It was so good. It's like a child that doesn't want to be ripped away from its home because CPS was calling them. And they're like, we're taking the kid. And the kid's like, that grip. No, I don't want to go. It's like the hops don't want to be digested. It's fucking aggressive, dude. I'm sorry if anyone's had their kids taken away by CPS. It was just a great analogy. Fuck. This is the shit.
It is really good and delicious. It's going down very smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just so many sex jokes you can make with beer.
Let's not do a sex joke. I'm going to tell you how aggressive this is. Two dogs have sex? You ever seen two dogs have sex?
Too many times.
Okay. You know that part right when the dog needs to break away and they can't because they're hooked up? That's how aggressive that shit is. Because swollen in there and he's trying to pull away. It was such a good feeling and all of a sudden, motherfucker, and the dog can't go. You're like, just let it calm down. That's how aggressive this fucking hang time is.
I'm okay with this because it's actually a very...
The dog sex or the beer?
The beer.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, I'll get a freaking flying monkey over dog sex.
Oh, flying monkey sex is even more better, ladies and gentlemen.
It is because it kind of looks like us and you can imagine it. It works as porn. But anyways, this, it's so savory. You know, if you taste it as soon as it hits your lip and it stays there.
Right.
And I really could enjoy this beer.
Good job,
like,
bro.
Every day.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, not going to the glory hole. All right. So, Frank, what do you got on this taste that is stupidly great?
Really nice fruit. Probably some ruby red grapefruit. I'm getting peaches, nectarines, mango pie, something a little more tropical. And it really is aggressive. I mean, it's palate wrecking. It's bitter, but not in a bad way.
No, it's memorable.
Yeah, it's not, the bitterness is in, it compliments and it's in the back and my tongue is still tingling from it.
Now, for those that may not, I don't mean to cut you off, but I do know a good question is, like, for most IPAs, citrus notes are the pinnacle of an IPA because of what comes off of the hops. Because there are certain hops that put out.
Yeah.
And the best way to associate your bitterness is to place it with your four main citrus that are aggressive. And one of them is orange. And a lot of people don't understand that. But if you add in the rind, the white part, mm-hmm. orange is technically can be bitter. Then you go grapefruit, lemon and lime. Now your side notes would be tangelos, pineapples, those things. So usually those are more tropical, but with what you're explaining here is there's a lot citrus going on, then boom, you're hit with the plant. That shit's drying.
Yeah, very drying.
Yeah, it's or like in the wine world, tannins. Yeah. High tannins. So I just wanted to throw it in there because I was noticing while we're doing this, we're also filming on Periscope Live, and someone threw that up, and their question was citrus notes?
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of jump in while you were on a roll with that, so, you know.
Perfect. Yeah, it's palate wrecking like I like palate wrecking to be. I want to have lots of these. Lots.
Me too.
Jasmine and I are going to take off. We're going to go find someone that has this Wolf Mother Triple IPA on tap, and we're going to get stupid.
Here's the question, though.
Let's go.
Jasmine's a very beautiful young lady, correct?
Absolutely.
She's got a body to kill for.
Right.
You honestly think you're going to make it to the store and go look for some mother wolf?
I'll make sure he makes it to the store.
If she's awake. I got your I'm your wingman, buddy. Be like, oh, smell this, and then she's passed the fuck out. It's great.
Oh, you're in on the chloroform, too.
No,
That's where he got it from.
Actually shoot you in the back of the neck with a dart. And then you're out. Then he goes, then what he does is he pretends to be over you with a cloth. You think the Febreze is chloroform. But in reality, I hit you about 4 hours away in Walmart. And you're like,
You know, so you have the cover story, and
right.
And he's the one that gets
because if you woke up to me,
if you don't have beer, then like I'm reporting it.
Right, understood. Now think about it.
And you should
see as a black person, you can easily go, no, he did it, officer. It's him. You'll be like, oh, he's fine. It's great. It's all.
No. As a black person, as soon as I point to you,
right.
Put him in handcuffs.
And Frank understands that. Frank just recently got his black card.
I'm like, what?
Frank's got a black card.
No.
Frank's got a black card, he's so right. That's why he helps me. Keeps the struggle alive on our victims. All right, guys. So are we ready to rate these?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Frank.
I'm going to go 4.8 on this.
Ooh, good number. Good number.
I think it's tremendous. It is sweet. And it's fruity, and it's palate-wrecking bitter, and I want more of it. And that's, to me, that's huge marks, is I want more of it. This is the only beer that I have not finished yet. I'm actually sitting on it and savoring
it. And that's how I know you have enjoyed yourself.
Yes, because the others I would slam back because I wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah. Or it's good enough to slam, but when you have to savor, take your time. Yeah.
That's also relationship advice as well.
Yeah, you don't want to slam her.
If you want to keep somebody.
You don't want to fucking get in that shit.
There's a slam time and there's a savor time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, gross. All right, so, all right, Jazz, what do you got? everyone dicks out for Harambe.
I'm going to give this a 4.5.
Whoa.
It may have been because we started off with poopy beers. We might have.
You just call them? Poopy beer. The shit that comes out of his mouth.
You know, this is still a very enjoyable beer, and I could see myself, you know, going to my local pub and grabbing a cold one, chugging down like 3, 4, 5 of these before I switch to something else. You know,
wasted, girl.
I've got the camera. memories.
A lot of memories. All
right, fair enough for me, guys. I'm going to go with a 4.9.
Oh, yeah.
You guys all know I don't like IPAs, but when it comes to aggressiveness, that is the number one thing that I love spot on. So, with that said, also, Mother Road, I'm pretty impressed with this one. This one I would definitely get down with. The sheer fact that the notes alone come up with high amounts of citrus, great drying aspect. The ABV is just right. And I'm going to be personal with this. To watch Frank not finish his fucking beer
for still once. Still finished it.
Yeah, we're actually pretty dead even right now. This is a remarkable triple IPA.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back. We're going to finish the shows with our closing arguments. We'll be right back. All right, guys. We are at the end of the show. Jasmine, we want to say thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
Any chance of ever having you in the future?
Anytime and always.
Oh, I like that. Wonderful. Now, if we could only get her to swallow, then she'd be perfect. All right, so, Frank?
Yes.
Would you like to explain to her what we do at the end of the show?
So, the way we wrap up our show is we ask two questions apiece. To different people, just anything kind of random about the beer that we had tonight. You can't repeat the question, it has to be two different ones.
Okay.
So you'll ask he one, and you'll ask me one. and we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay. So, well, I'll start off.
Please.
All right, so Frank.
Yes, sir.
Out of all these beers, if you knew the plane was going to crash and you were going to die, what would be the beer you would drink to the head?
Take it to the head.
Which one would you just say, yeah, like the last beer that you're going to drink before you die?
And we are we excluding the Golden Road?
Yes, let's exclude. Okay, so the reason why we're taking up the Golden Road Wolf Mother is because it just blew away everybody. And so it's not fair to talk about it. It's just that good compared to what we have on the panel. There's no need to even have it.
Okay.
So out of these four that we have here, the Major Tom's, the Dinkler, the Nitro IPA by Guinness, and by Samuel Adams, the plane's going down. They hand you a beer because there's no way to survive.
Right.
Which one are you killing?
Major Tom's.
And why?
Because you want to taste something good before you go out.
Fair enough. So you kind of get what it is? You ask whatever you want. It could be it doesn't matter.
It could be absolutely filthy if you want.
Yeah, but
absolutely. Yeah, baby. I hate how filthy we get.
Why? It's a beer show. You mean it's
something? No. There's nothing wrong with it, but...
But what? Okay, you mean to tell me... In all the times you ever drank in your private time, no talk ever got filthy.
I talk about a lot of different things, that's why. Like, I could be a quagmire all day if I want to.
Right.
But sometimes I don't like people to know that I'm a quagmire.
Well, you're hanging out with us. They know you're a quagmire. Oh! Giggity, trademark. All right, so you kind of understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
So once you ask that person a question, then they're going to bat it at whoever, and so on and so forth. So, anal.
Let's see. Jasmine.
Yes.
Which of these are you going to serve to a bad date?
That's easy. The Nitro IPA.
Wait. Which Nitro IPA?
Sam.
Well, because we did two. So Samuel Adams, huh?
Nitro IPA.
All right.
Why? Because it's sour like a sour pussy.
Okay.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it. Show us sour pussy. All right, so it's your turn. So you both are each down by one. So.
All right, I'm taking Dinkel, Aka, out.
Okay, so we're using these three beers.
Okay.
If you had a German with you.
Who are you asking?
Keith. Yo. All right.
If you had somebody from Germany, let's go.
Okay, if I had someone from Germany, that's why we took... Okay, now I get it, why we took a German girl. Got it, okay. Okay, I got a German person with me. Are they alive or dead?
You know Germans have been making good beer for a very long time.
Okay, so they're alive. Okay, so they're alive. Okay.
Alive. But, which beer would you give them to compare it to a German style beer?
Oh, Major Tom all day.
Okay.
It's a wheat beer, so it'd be coming off as a... actually, you could probably remotely get away with it by just telling them... I think the notes are real close to Hefeweizen. The thickness, the visual look, the fruit notes, I think. You can get away with having them almost get close to a Hefeweizen or a wheat beer. And the other ones, they'd probably kick me in the dick and make me use a Scheiser thing. So that's why. Yeah. So, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. All right, out of all these beers, except for the wolf mother, out of all these beers, okay, you and your sibling are sitting there together. Which one of these beers are you going to have with them before you stab them in the face? Like you're just set on just destruction. You got your brother sitting across from you, and which beer is it that you're going to just like get down with it and stab him in the face? What beer is that?
That beer makes me want to stab somebody in the face.
Which beer is that?
The Nitro IPA
by
Samuel Adams.
There we go.
That's two things now that she fucking hates.
Really doesn't like it.
She hates this beer. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, Jasmine. I'm down the one. Frank's down the one.
All right. Well, Key.
Yes, sir.
You don't have your rape whistle handy.
Nope, sure don't.
You don't.
I kind of threw it out. They already got me locked up in the system, so we're good.
So you wake up and someone is behaving unladylike.
All right.
Which of these beers are you going to use to brain them?
Oh, easy. I'm going to give them Fort Collins Major Tom. It just tastes that good to brain them. So fair enough. I like that one. All right. Since we're on the rape train, Frank.
Yeah.
You wake up from a really horrible night. Vaseline just oozing off your butt cheeks. Just you've been assaulted.
Yeah.
Which beer would you want to like wake up from this horrible day is open and next to you by your head.
So like to drown my sorrows.
Right? Yeah, which one of these is like open next to you, like the guy who assaulted you said he's gonna need this.
I'm gonna surprise you.
I'm surprised you let some guy rape you, but go ahead.
I'm gonna go with the Samuel Adams Nitro IPA.
And why are you, that is surprising.
Because I'm probably already have a bitter taste in my mouth. I might as well just continue it.
Gross. Yay. All right, fair enough, guys. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We want to thank everybody for hanging out with us. We want to thank everybody on Periscope Live for watching us and helping us out with certain comments. We want to thank Ms. Jasmine Clarence Error on Periscope for coming out. We want to say thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We want to always thank Mr. The Frank. It's always a pleasure, man.
My honor.
And we want to thank chilloverradio.net. We love you. And check us out if you guys don't want this to end. OBSBeers.com. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.